Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today we're diving headfirst into a cottage cheese Alfredo recipe. Buckle up, folks.
Cottage cheese Alfredo? Color me intrigued. I'm all ears. Or, well, taste buds. What's the first step in this culinary adventure?
First, you'll need a blender or food processor. Blitz together cottage cheese, milk, Italian seasoning, Parmesan, pepper, and a pinch of salt until it's smoother than a baby's bottom.
Got it. But what if the consistency isn't quite right?
Too thick? Splash in some extra milk or even some bone broth for a protein boost. Plus, any cottage cheese works, but higher fat means creamier Alfredo. We're all about that creamy life, right? And don't forget, a block of fresh Parmesan? Game changer.
Oh, I see. Interesting. Fresh Parmesan noted. What's next?
Next, melt some butter, sauté minced garlic, and then the magic happens. Pour in your cottage cheese mixture with a touch of cornstarch. Low and slow is the key here, folks. Don't scorch that precious sauce.
Low and slow, got it. So while that simmers, we tackle the pasta, right?
Exactly. Any pasta you like, but high protein options are always a win in my book. Cook it according to package directions.
All right, pasta's cooked, now what?
Drain that pasta and toss it right into your Alfredo sauce. This is where you can get creative. Add some cooked protein. Rotisserie chicken is my go-to, or some crushed red pepper for a kick.
Sounds amazing. Can you reheat this deliciousness?
Absolutely. Microwave is fine. 45 seconds. Stir, repeat. Or on the stovetop with a splash of milk over low heat. Perfect for meal prepping.
So final thoughts on this cottage cheese Alfredo adventure.
Easy, delicious, and packed with protein. What more could you ask for? Oh, and don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe. Stay healthy, everyone, and goodbye from Nutty's Show.
Bye-bye.